You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And a good Thursday afternoon. Where did that cold front go?
Man, I got really spoiled by our 2 weeks of false fall. What is it, number three?
It was false fall number three. Number three, that is correct.
Summer has returned. And it's really not even that hot outside, but man, was I sweating like a dog coming into work today.
Supposed to be like 90 today and like 94, 95 man. Tomorrow and Saturday.
It was kind of sad. I walked around the house and I closed all the windows. We've been doing the attic fan every day because it's cheaper than AC. And I was like,
I've been keeping the back door open every day, enjoying the kids screaming on the playground at the elementary school.
Windows are open and you hear all the cars driving by.
Not today.
Guess we're back to AC today.
Man. Anyway, good afternoon, everyone. Hope everybody's having a good Thursday afternoon. We do have some updates on the manhunt in Utah. There was a news conference that was scheduled for earlier this afternoon. It has been postponed because of, quote, rapid developments.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I mean, it's anybody's guess, but
it could be anything.
Do we think maybe they have the guy in custody?
Well, you had mentioned, and I went back and looked at that picture off the air before the show, that they have released an up-close image from what appears to be CCTV footage from inside a stairwell,
right,
of who they believe the suspect is. But, I mean, you can't really tell.
Really? If you knew him, you wouldn't know who that was?
It looks to me like just the average Joe. He's got dark black sunglasses on. You can't see his eyes. There's no distinct features, like a crazy jawline. He looks, based on the picture they've released, pretty average. So I don't know.
Mm.
But we'll see. Obviously, there's something going on because they're talking about, quote, rapid developments.
Which, whatever that means, I don't know. The T-shirt he's wearing is very descript. Very unusual, has half of an American flag on it, and then I can't make out what the other half of the shirt is, but and his hat is very unusual. It's not like a, you know, Chicago White Sox hat or, you know, a Washington Nationals hat. It's a very descript hat.
And we're also starting to get more information about what led up to it, how long he was up on the roof. If you did way too much doom scrolling like I did over the last 24 hours, I'm certain that you probably saw a clip on social media somewhere where people captured this guy before the shots were fired.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can see him walking along a roof. He's holding what appears to be a gun.
And there was one video that I saw where a guy is literally filming him on the top of the roof and saying, what is this guy doing up there? Is there a sniper on the roof for some reason? You know, and they were, I think, mistaking him for somebody from the police department or a security team or whatever, saying, you know, look at this guy. He's up on the roof. It's a sniper. And you can clearly make out that it's somebody laying down ready to shoot if necessary.
Now, that's pretty par for the course, specifically for big events now, to have snipers along rooftops. But typically when it's the professionals, you don't see them.
Well, I'm just curious what these, quote, rapid developments are. And I'm wondering if, and I'm just spitballing here, if before the end of the show, we're going to have a report that they've got somebody in custody or they have identified who this person is and they're still looking for him.
And who is the person they were questioning yesterday?
I think there were two people.
There were two. Yeah.
Well, there was the first guy that they arrested, charged with obstruction of justice, and then released.
And then the second guy who
was the person of interest that we heard about in the press conference, but then moments later, the governor said, whoever did this, we will find you. So that tells me that at the time, they didn't have a whole lot of confidence that they had the right guy.
But you know what's so disappointing is I was watching one of the three major cable news channels this morning. Both of these men, and only one of them was publicly identified, but both of these men have received death threats.
I think both have been identified.
Oh, have they both been identified?
I do believe so.
Then I misspoke. But they're receiving death threats. They had nothing to do with it. I mean, leave them alone for the love of God. They got caught up in the whole thing. How? I don't know.
Yeah.
They haven't done anything wrong. Leave them alone.
Recall last year, there was a gentleman that was arrested, detained, following the shooting at the Chiefs parade.
Loudermill, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who was not connected to what had happened.
That's right.
He has since passed.
Yes, he has.
There were writings found on the rifle and on the ammunition.
Have a rifle?
Yeah, they did find it. It was in the woods in a neighborhood not far from the building.
Oh, I did not see that detail. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Among the markings were initials. Whose initials? We have no idea.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This sounds very familiar with what was the most recent shooting?
The church school, the religious school.
That's right. And there were markings on the casings and on the rifle.
And on the magazines.
On the magazines.
That's right.
We also had the Luigi Mangione had writings on the shells.
Did he? Oh, that's right.
Yep. Whatever the three words are that relate to endurance, deny something, something.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we go with this story today?
I don't know.
I mean, Sam, you and I were talking off the air before the show on the phone. The FBI is now offering $100,000 for information as to who this person is.
Yeah.
And
I mean, there's story after story of people trying to figure out what caliber of bullet was used, what type of gun. Of course, I had not seen the report that they found the gun. I mean, there's speculation all over the place. Where do we go with it until we have any hard facts? I don't know.
One of the interesting things about this modern era, one is that there are cameras everywhere.
Clearly.
And two is we as a people do not have patience.
What do you mean?
We want to know everything about everything right now. As we know, nature abhors a vacuum, and that vacuum is going to be filled with all kinds of things. A lot of it's speculation about all kinds of things. We don't know.
Also suggesting that near the gun that they found in the woods, they found footprints from the footwear. They also saw what looked like a forearm print in the dirt, like there had been army crawling of some sort, and a palm print as well.
Huh.
So hopefully they are closing in on this guy.
Forensic science is a fascinating thing.
I would almost bet, and again, spitballing, I would almost bet they already know who they're looking for. They have a name. They've got a picture. They're trying to figure out where he was. Did he cross over into Canada? Did he cross over into Mexico? Where is he? I would almost bet they have a name. I mean, this picture is, and Sam, I'm going to disagree with you on this. You say it's just an average guy brown hair, glasses, hat. I guarantee you there's somebody watching the news today who knows exactly who that is.
Oh, I would not disagree with you there. But in terms of, like, would you recognize that man walking down the street if you walked past him based on that photo?
No.
Yeah, I mean, you could recognize 500 white men, middle-aged, based on that photo.
But what I'm saying is, you know, everybody is close to somebody, right? So if that was a picture of you, Sam, wearing a hat and glasses, or you, Dan, wearing a hat and glasses, I would know I would say, oh, my God, that's Dan Weinbaum. Oh, my God, that's Sam Stevie.
And nowadays, with everybody being online and the way this stuff flies across social media, whoever might know this person more than likely sees that and goes, oh,
I could use $100,000 and do the right thing.
And we were also having an interesting discussion in the newsroom before the show about what we show and what we share in the modern era.
What do you mean?
Yesterday when we got word, I don't remember who said it first in the newsroom, but somebody, I may have been Boss, who came out and said, did you guys see that Charlie Kirk was shot at an event in Utah? I went to Google. There was zero information. Mm-hmm. I went to trusted news outlets. There was zero information. Mm-hmm. I went to Twitter and it took one search. And the only thing that I could find was post after post of the gruesome video that I'm sure many of you have seen.
Which I would encourage no one to watch.
What does that serve?
What does what serve?
Sharing that video. And I reposted it. I'll fully admit I've since deleted it. It was the only thing to repost at the time.
Most people, as we know, when you go to an event, a lot of people will be holding up their phones so they can record or take pictures of whatever they're there to do. And sometimes they live stream. And that's just a typical thing that people do nowadays. And I would also offer up that most people are not there to be journalists and broadcasters and run
because they aren't
ethics of what they are recording and then sharing. Because most people, if this happened and they were recording it, are probably thinking, oh, my God. Look at this.
From the text line, Philly's Karen has not been identified, and her video and face has been all over the internet. True. But she didn't kill Charlie Kirk, and there's not a $100,000 reward on identifying her.
But I think the texter's point is, you know, wouldn't somebody who knew Philly's Karen have identified her by now?
Yeah. I'm sure plenty of people have called TMZ and the New York Post and said, you know, it's... Myra Mills. Okay, I'm just making up a name. And they just can't confirm it.
Myra, if you're listening, we're sorry.
And Myra, if your last name is Mills, we're really sorry.
Well, people in her circles, the Philadelphia...
They know exactly who she is.
They know exactly who she is, you know. Oh. But, I mean, we did not witness a crime occurring with the baseball.
Theft.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Child abuse.
Right.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.